Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Ooh, been ghosted anytime, it's bad, but especially around the holidays when everybody's supposed to be like super friendly. You know what I mean?
It burns a little more.
I know. Where's that holiday spirit?
Seriously.
All right, guys, let's say hello to Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Hey.
Joe, we understand that you went out with Molly and haven't heard from her, and we're going to try to get to the bottom of that in just a second. But first, why don't you tell us what happened? Give us a backstory. Like, how'd you guys meet and everything?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, actually, I've never been ghosted. It's tough. Okay, so we met online, and I thought that we vibed together instantly, you know? So we met up, and we spent the whole night out, you know? We were just going from bar to bar and just having a great time. So I called Ubers for both of us and made sure that she got home safe. And we were even talking the next couple of days, you know?
It's nice.
That is nice. By the way, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and she had mentioned how she was out with this guy, and he never even offered to call her an Uber. He's just like, okay, bye. The fact that you did that was really nice.
So he figured she'd open the app and take care of it herself?
Yeah, like he'd be like, okay, see you later.
Well, at least did he call and check in and make sure she got home?
Well, they were at his house, and I think that he was upset that she didn't want to go into the bedroom. So he was pretty eager to get her out of the house
at that
point.
Oh, my gosh.
She said before she even really got out, the door was already closed.
That's awful.
He didn't bother to call an Uber.
Wow.
Didn't check up.
That's messed up, man.
When she got home to make sure she got home okay. But
wow.
Anyway, you're already a couple of steps ahead as far
Seriously,
as I'm concerned,
dude.
Joe. So then what happened after that?
Well, after that, I mean, she just stopped replying, you know, just like a few days ago. And I just, I don't know. So that's why I'm talking to you guys.
Okay. Well, let us call Molly and see what she has to say, and hopefully we'll get some answers. All right. Hang on just a second.
Okay.
Hello.
Molly, good morning. This is Booker, Alex, and Audrey. We're with Mix 94.7. I'm going to give you a lot of information, but I just want to let you know why we're calling you so you're not taken aback. We're doing a segment called Waiting by the Phone, and full transparency, we got Joe on the phone. Joe was just saying all sorts of really nice things about you, how wonderful you are, and you guys went out and had a really nice time, he thought, and he was kind of shocked that he hasn't heard from you. So this is what we do, and we thought that we would see if we can get you to open up and share your thoughts. And if there's miscommunication, work through it. If not, if you're not into him, I think Joe's okay with that. He just wants to know why, and hopefully we can move on. So again, I know that's a lot of information. I'm really sorry to spring it on you, but A, good morning.
Hey.
B, are you willing to talk to us? I hope you have a few minutes for us.
Wow. Yeah, that was a lot.
Everybody says the same
Seriously.
Thing.
Well, I think he has to get it in before you like start questioning.
I want to make sure that you know why we're calling, who we are, and that Joe is on the phone. But again, we're not trying to make anyone look bad. We're not on anyone's side. Is that true that you haven't spoken to him?
Yeah, it's true.
And you ghosted him? Is that fair to say too?
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know, you're making it kind of sound a lot bigger than it is. I mean, I don't typically ghost people, but just after what happened with him, it just felt like the natural thing to do because, like, the whole situation was so weird.
Okay. So what happened?
Gosh. I mean, look, we had a date together. It was nice. You know, we talked, we had a good conversation. And at one point in the date, you know, he says that we should get a picture together. And I was like, okay, great. You know, we're all dressed up nice. You know, might as well. So somebody took a picture of us. And I don't know. I just, that part was fine. But then afterwards, you know, he wanted a picture of me. He said, you know, you look great. Let's have an individual photo of you. So he took my picture. And I thought, okay, well, if he just did that of me, maybe I should just offer to take a picture of him too. Like, I guess this is what people do. So I took a picture of him as well. And afterwards, oh my God, I don't even know how to like say this, but you know, the date ended. And then a little bit later, like a few days later, I ended up going online and I saw that one of the pictures that I took of him actually made it onto his new dating profile.
You took a picture of him and he used that photo to update his dating profile?
Yeah. Like, just imagine my shock having to see that photo because I know I took it. And he put it one of himself, right? And then he also took the photo that was us together, and he cropped me out of it.
Get out of here.
Once I see that, I'm like, okay, this guy's ready to mingle. He's ready to go talk to other girls. So there's no point in me trying to keep anything going.
I wasn't like, oh my God, I need this girl to take this picture for my dating profile. It just sort of worked out that that's what happened, because I was on there just like killing time. And I was like, oh, there's that picture. That's really good. It, you know?
Correct me if I'm wrong here, Molly. Sorry to cut you off, Joe. But if I were in Molly's shoes, this would be the message they told me.
All right,
and maybe you thought otherwise,
Let's
Molly. Please. If I'm Molly and I see that I go out with this guy, it sounds like she had a lovely time with him, and then he uses two pictures that they took together to update his dating profile, that tells me that this guy is more concerned about the next woman he's going to date than trying to keep things going with me.
Oh, I don't see that.
Molly?
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt. I mean, this is the first time a guy has done something like this. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to get too wrapped into this. Like, if this is the direction he wants to take his life, I'm going to move on to. And that's
sure.
it.
Why did you go back on Bumble, Molly? Why did you?
Semantics.
See, I got you, bro.
Look, if I'm a guy and I go out, hold on. I am a guy.
You're not a guy?
No, I am a guy. If I go out with a woman, Joe, and I have a really good time with her, the last thing on my mind is, oh, dang, I really need to update my photos on my dating profile. I'm thinking, when can I see Molly again? I'm not concerned with what's going on Bumble or whatever dating app I'm on. I'm thinking about, okay, well, I had a great time with her. I'm looking forward to seeing her again. It sends weird signals.
I don't know. I got to object, because if you're thinking about the next time you see whoever again, then you're over eager and you're bringing that energy to that, and then they're turned off and running the other way.
Exactly.
Well, whatever. Clearly, Joe, the picture you had up before was good enough to get Molly, so I don't see the need to go run and update, you know?
But why is Molly back on the dating websites looking on the apps? Why is she looking? She would have never seen it.
Yeah, Molly, can you explain?
Nah, no. Different battle, Joe.